The NBA championship-winning 1982-83 Philadelphia 76ers team gathered today to mark the 40th anniversary of their 1983 win. It was that year that the Sixers, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals in a four-game sweep. Some of the Hall of Famers from the team were there today, and so was WHYY's Corey Sharber. Corey is now here. And of course, I know, Corey, you were probably fanboying in front of Dr. J, a.k.a. Julius Erving, and the Secretary of Defense, Bobby Jones, or were you?
Well, I did style my hair in a fro today for Dr. J. But no, in all seriousness, I did have to maintain my composure. I didn't grow up with this era of basketball like many fans here in the Philly area, but it was really cool to kind of be reminded of how great this team really was back in the day, especially, you know, Julius Erving being, you know, the stud he was back in the 80s. And of course, you know, the role that Bobby played with his, you know, stalwart defense.
So let's dig in and discuss this 40th anniversary. What made that 1983 NBA Finals series so special?
Well, from 1976 to 1982, the Sixers made the finals three times, but they lost each time. You know, Dr. J said those experiences made the team realize coming in second truly wasn't good enough.
And so let's take a listen.
When we finally, you know, won the championship, got over the hump, you know, the cry was we were paid in full. I think in terms of the collective and the team, you know, for the most part, it was a really joyous ride.
I mean, can you imagine lose, and then finally winning? It must have been so sweet.
Yeah, I mean, like, these guys, you know, they dedicate their whole lives to this craft, and to come up short each time and still have the will to keep going and come back, you know, takes a lot out of you, but it certainly paid off.
Yeah, and I got to say, we all know how Philadelphia loves their teams. I can't even imagine what the celebration was like in 1983. What was it like back in the day to have so much to get love and to be a player on a team when you're winning like that?
Yeah, like when I was talking to when Bobby Jones was addressing the media during a little bit of press availability, you know, he said, you know, just like Julius Erving back in the day, he played in the ABA. Of course, now Julius was in New York. Bobby was in Denver. He got traded here back in 1978, and he recalled going to an event in South Philly that he was in for quite a surprise outside.
There's a big group of kids out there, and it's crowded, and I think, what's happening here? So I park my car, and my wife and I get out, and a young man comes up to me, and he says, "Don't worry, Mr. Jones, we'll watch your car." And it's like, how do you know my name, first of all? I just got traded 2 days ago.
That's really, I mean, people who love their teams and their players in Philadelphia, they do show them that kind of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, protecting a dude's car is kind of rare to see this day in Philly, regardless of who you are.
That's right. And so that's really dope. People will still show their favorite teams love, especially when you win a championship. And we gotta dig in a little deep for our basketball heads. Let's talk about the evolution of the game over the years. It has changed a lot, including on how a practice called load management is used. Can you explain, first of all, what that is and what it does for the game?
So load management is where a team will rest its stars or its key players during certain stretches of the 82-game season. Joel Embiid's even received some flack for it, even though he doesn't agree with the practice. You know, for Dr. J's era, this concept would have been a complete joke back in the day.
It's a lot to digest. Sort of unfathomable in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, because if you're not ready to play, next man up is going to get in the lineup, and it might be hard for you to get back in the lineup.
Yeah, they have you sitting on the bench there, and you're one of the top players. That's kind of crazy. Very, very interesting. Just a little tidbit for the basketball nerd. So let's talk about the modern-day Sixers. They're doing pretty well. Let's talk about their chance. Do the Sixers have a shot at the finals, and does Joel Embiid have a shot at the MVP award? What is your take?
Well, I just checked, and Embiid just overtook Nuggets center Nikola Jokic on the MVP ladder with 12 games left on the Sixers schedule. The Sixers have a pretty good shot considering the supporting cast, including former MVP James Harden. But Embiid's really stepped his game up, and Bobby Jones made a pretty cool comparison to that.
Well, he reminds me a lot of Moses. Joel does. He's more focused. It seems like this year, especially in the fourth quarter, of knowing his role, and you know, like just like Moses, of you know, getting the ball. When the ball goes into him, you know, it probably should not come back out.
That's a pretty cool endorsement.
Oh yeah, I mean, comparing Embiid, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, to a Hall of Famer is pretty special.
See, now you have me all excited about the potential for a 40th anniversary repeat. Can we put our fingers crossed?
Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, go Sixers. That was WHYY's Corey Sharber.